Hi, this is Jo, and welcome to my Inspired Action mini-sode series. These episodes are meant to help you think about your business in a new way and to take inspired action. Join me as I walk around my London neighbourhood and I discuss the most asked questions I get as a business coach. Let's dive in. Today, I'm diving into a question about what stops us and blocks us from getting more clients. And this is about the energy that blocks us. I'm not talking today about whether or not you're writing great content or whether or not you are doing some of the other more practical things, which I hope you are, like building an email list and so on. But today I want to talk about energetically what stops us from getting more clients. And perhaps you've been there like I have, where you feel that you're in a bit of a dip and perhaps you're not booking clients or you're not converting your discovery calls. You're not getting people reaching out and it feels like you're in a position of stagnation. Or perhaps you do have some clients, but they're not your soul clients. They're not the people that you know you're meant to work with. Or you're not selling the programs that really ignite that fire inside you. And you can't seem to make the leap. Well, there are two things that have cropped up for me over the last year that I don't know whether they might also resonate with you, and I feel absolutely called to share them with you. And they've made me feel a bit vulnerable, actually. I don't think I've spoken very much about these. So bear with me, and I would love to know your thoughts. Because I came out of corporate, as you probably know. I'd worked in corporate for nearly 20 years for leading advertising agencies in London. And I'd worked my way up the career ladder, believing that that's what I was supposed to do. And working for advertising agencies is a very unique experience in that it's very competitive and very driven. And we serve our clients. Now, when we talk in coaching about serving our clients, we talk about it with a lot of love. We serve our clients, meaning we give something of ourselves in a very compassionate and giving way. Now, I would not say serving clients at an advertising agency is similar to that at all. In fact, I don't think we would even call it serving clients. We'd call it servicing clients. In fact, we even had things like servicing level contracts where we would agree to be present a certain number of hours a week. We would agree to be available a lot of the time and so on. And most clients demanded very strenuous and exacting standards. And I'm not talking about just doing great work, but that whole presenteeism piece. You know, if they expect for you to be available on weekends and evenings, then you better be. Otherwise, they will call into question the contract and they would seek to reduce the amount that they pay the agency. And you as the individual that wasn't available would find yourself at a sharp end of the stick. And certainly as somebody working within that agency at a senior level, we felt it was non-negotiable to be available and to give everything of yourself. I think what that produced in me was a level of fear and anxiety about what was expected of me that was out of alignment with really how I like to work, which was much more about serving and much less about servicing. Now, what this often meant was when the phone rang and it was a client, it would be like, oh God, what do they want now? Because clients would often call you at, you know, 5 p.m. and say, listen, we've got to get this by tomorrow morning. It's absolutely urgent. Bear in mind, we're talking about advertising here. We're not talking about life and death situations, but believe me, if you've ever worked in an advertising agency, sometimes it feels like life and death. So I found, certainly as I got older and as I lent into my own self-development more, I just felt so misaligned with this behaviour that people would wait and then give you stuff to do at the last minute and put people under pressure and ruin their plans and take them away from their families and just cause a lot of stress. And what this meant for me, and it took me quite a while to realize that as I moved over to coaching, although I love my clients, I mean, of course we love our clients. I'm getting to teach stuff that is coming from my heart and create real transformation. I realized sometimes I'd felt some anxiety. If I saw an email from a client pop up, I'd think, oh no, I must get to this like immediately. And what do they want? How? Oh no, what do they want from me? Now, what strange thing to think, I would think rationally. However, I'd been so conditioned to feeling this way about client contact for 20 years that I realized that it was coming not from my real clients, the people in front of me and my current business. It was coming from this deep-seated belief structure that I had developed working in corporate. Now, of course, knowledge is power. And now I realize this is the case. I'm able to release that and feel joyful when I hear from a client, because I want to hear from my clients. In fact, I even set up my programs and structures to enable my clients to reach me when they need to, for us to be in contact. So it certainly wasn't something that I didn't want to do. It was something that had been conditioned in me. And perhaps for you too, you're carrying over something from your past. And when it comes to getting clients, suddenly there's a block. Perhaps you've also come out of jobs where the term client had negative connotations and you haven't yet made that leap to feeling only positivity when your soul clients, those people you cannot wait to work with, are actually in regular contact with you. And the other block, which actually for me was quite related to this one, was around time management and productivity. The idea that actually scheduling clients could be problematic and something that causes you to feel a little bit of tension and anxiety. Let me explain. So I live in the UK and I work majority with Americans. Now, I adore working with Americans. In fact, my youngest children, my twins, were born in California, and being out there for a few months with them was the most joyful time. In fact, my whole business plan is to work with Americans a lot of the time. But of course, there's that thorny little issue of the time difference. Now, you may not know the time difference between the UK and the US, but Eastern is 5 hours behind me and Pacific is 8 hours behind me. Now, if you're 8 hours behind me and you want to schedule a call with me, say 2 p.m. in the afternoon, I've got to work in the evenings. And for a long time, I've been giving up majority of my evenings to work with clients who are on US time that really need to see me later in the day. And whilst when I first launched, it was an absolute pleasure to get the business, now I realize that over time, I had become a little bit resentful about giving up all my time, my family time, my relaxing time, time that I socialize with my girlfriends, out having a glass of wine. And I had realized that I had locked myself into a structure where I was actually making it hard for me to take on new clients. Hard, not just because of the time difference, but because energetically I was feeling misaligned with what I was offering, how I was being available. And for me, as I move forward in my business, I have to be much, much more honest with myself about how I wish to work. And I ask you the same, how do you want to work? What hours do you want to work? Which hours do you need to block out and are absolutely sacrosanct that you have to spend with your family? Or you want to take the kids to school, you want to pick them up, you've got to go to ballet. Welcome to my world. The reality is that we've chosen a life, not just a business. So if we are not creating the business structure around the hours that we work that suits our lives, then no wonder that we can put an energetic block to taking on more clients because we feel busy. Now, being busy is an issue all of its own. And oh my goodness, this is something that I have struggled with for over the years so much. Being busy has become such part of my identity that I've had to consciously and energetically quiet myself, not just my mind, but my actions. I am an action taker. If you are resonating with me, then you are an action taker too. You are strong, determined, powerful. I love being all these things. But the shadow side to that is that I create a lot of busyness. And what this means is I have no time. I would love to take on more clients and offer different styles of programs, but I just don't have the time. I don't have the time to schedule more clients because my calendar is so full. Now, how is that going to work when it comes to the desire to have more clients? And so, let's not pretend that we're sitting here going, I really want to have more clients. I really want to invite my soul clients in. And yet we are the ones blocking that change. We're the ones creating limiting beliefs that mean we are encouraging the status quo and we are not open to change. Building a business is 99% a mindset thing. When we get our mindsets right, then the action just happens and so do the results. And so right now, if we're going to ask ourselves, how can I get more clients? My advice is to look within and find out what is blocking you. And this is what I do for myself and this is what I do for my clients. We find those things that mean we're not taking action. Because if we're action takers and we're not doing the thing, then there's something blocking us. And knowing what those blocks are is the first step. And then having the encouragement to overcome them is step two. And then three, taking the action and creating the success. Now, I'm going to pop off because I'm actually sitting in the car and I'm about to pick up my daughter from her drama class. I am loving just dropping in and sharing what comes up for me, because sharing my passion, my experience is what resonates with you. And I want to hear what things are coming up for you right now. Send me a note and let me know. And if you'd like to learn more about working with me, jump onto a free strategy call with me. I'll drop the link in the show notes and I hope to speak to you soon. Take care. Bye now.